Well, what you just read about the Maima Mounds is true. There have been other conclusions reached that are different from the previous conclusions. First, we cannot actually conclude that the Maima Mounds were created by Native Americans because they do not contain human remains. Even though they look similar to the structures created by Native Americans for ritual purposes, that is not enough information to determine that they were indeed created by the Native Americans. Also, Maima Mounds are found in locations that have few earthquakes. This makes seismic activity an unlikely culprit in the creation of the mounds. And finally, it is possible that Maima Mounds are a livable place for pocket gophers. Therefore, they live in the Maima Mounds, but it cannot be concluded that they made them. It is a distinct possibility that they merely live in the mounds opportunistically. In one study, metal tracers were placed in a Maima Mound field and demonstrated that gophers were pushing soil towards the center of the mounds. But the mounds were already formed, and the gophers could just be maintaining them. This information was used to create a model of gopher activity where the mounds developed slowly and reached topographic maturity after 100 years of gopher activity. This, along with the spatial distribution, is the strongest evidence for how these mounds originated.